Good afternoon, NPPF photographers and photo walkers. A couple things to go over this afternoon. I want to talk a little bit about Scott Kelby's blog today. If you're not familiar with it, you can reach it by going to www.scottkelby.com. And he talks about the worldwide photo walk images. And yesterday, one of our updates, I talked about the winning image and the top 10 winners. And he talks today in his blog, or writes today, about how difficult it was choosing. And, you know, I think he makes a good point in that a lot of us, we would have picked other locations or other times of day to shoot, perhaps. And he makes a big note of it that the photographers that went on the photo walks, they weren't able to pick the location. The walk leader picked it for them. They weren't able to pick the time of the day. The leader picked the time of the day that he wanted to lead it. Some of them were morning, some were afternoon, some were evening. Lighting conditions are tough, and you had to shoot in what was there. You couldn't come back a few hours later. You had a two-hour window in most cases to do your shooting. So within that kind of context, photographers were challenged, and they produced some amazing shots. And Scott made some note of what seemed to be some of the overall themes from all the people. He noted there were lots of HDR shots this year, and last year I don't remember there even being one. Of all the pictures, there were some 4 or 5, maybe even 600 pictures that were submitted just for the Tarpon Springs walk last year. Not a one was HDR. This year I had HDR shots in both photo walks, and quite a few in the Tarpon Springs one in the evening. There were lots of shots of other photo walkers that were on each of the trips. Lots of shots of reflections, and that's always a popular theme. There were lots of shots of homeless people. Maybe that's a time changing with the economy and things. We're a little more aware of those conditions and such and wanting to document them. Lots of shots of children. I saw lots last year. He notes, I think this is funny, there was one shot in from the Palm Harbor walk. He noticed there were lots of bees landing on flowers. And I thought that was an interesting note that we had one of those as well. Lots of people seen through store windows. That can be an effective composition technique, kind of what we call framing, where you can isolate a person or a face by using the natural surroundings, someone looking through a window, for example. Lots of bridges. And with bridges, you have lots of strong leading lines, repeating patterns and things. Lots of churches inside and out. And I know the Palm Harbor photo walk, there were probably at least a good dozen, if not more, pictures of the outside of several of the churches. Lots of shots of statues and art. And I can think of the Tarpon Springs photo walk. There were several shots submitted of the statue of the sponge diver on right on the main drive there. Lots of shots of stairs. I know the Palm Harbor walk, there were quite a few shots of stairs. And lastly, he notes there were lots of train shots. And I think I even remember seeing one of the photo walks actually went to a train museum. And neither of ours do I recall any train pictures, just the locations didn't have those. He then goes on in his blog, and this is like a must-see, where he notates, he shows one of his favorite pictures, and he gives it a, you know, and I'm looking at the blog now, best reflection shot. He has a best use of HDR. Next one, which I thought was funny, is best shot with too much HDR, but I liked it anyway. And then lastly, it's a great shot from Cleveland. I know this location, having been raised there. Best HDR shot that doesn't scream, it's an HDR shot, which I thought was humorous. But you really have to see Scott's blog. Again, it's www.scottkelby.com. And that'll take you to the main page. It's a must read. Stay tuned. We'll have more NPPF Audio Booze tomorrow. Have a great day, and we'll see you then. Bye-bye.